Item 9 is our claims. I do have an addition, and Faye explained to me that this is basically a pass-through. Faye, I'll turn it over to you to tell us what we got going here. What it is, it's $3,275, and it actually is money that's given to us, and then we write the check. So Faye, I'll just let you have the staff report.
Correct. This is from the Discovery ride that we had during the rally, and so the money that was collected for that then goes to a special organization, and so they picked the Iraq
and Afghanistan Veterans of America is
right.
The organization,
and so on your list, it's not listed, but we will have it cut the check tomorrow for the $3,000. So
$3,275 is the number,
and we did do this last year also.
Is there any questions on the claims from counsel?
I have to ask about the windshield on page 2.
It's probably mine. While transporting the public works director to a meeting at the Department of Transportation on I-90, an errant rock slammed into my windshield, and there was a crack that wasn't too bad. Unfortunately, it got quite cold that afternoon, and then it became a crack. So,
sorry. Any other discussion on the claims?
I had just a couple of questions. Number one is, I guess there were a number of claims to the Sturgis Volunteer Fire Department for contracts.
Yes.
What is that?
We have a professional service agreement with the Sturgis Volunteer Fire Department, and a portion under that contract, we pay a portion of their operating costs, and we also pay for the building that all their equipment's housed in and things like that. In addition, there's a cash payment that we provide to them each year. It was $55,000 the first year that the contract was approved, and then it increased, I think, 3% annually thereafter, and I'm sorry, I don't remember at this point now how high it's gotten to. I think it's a little over $60,000. That's paid out quarterly, and then within the contract, we also provide an option to the volunteer fire department that instead of the volunteer fire department getting all of that money, they could designate different individuals that would receive a portion.
Certain individuals.
Correct.
That's what my question was.
Yeah, we do not determine who those individuals are or how much. Okay. The board does. And so what has happened, the board has said the chief and then the two assistant chiefs should receive a stipend, and then the rest of the quarterly money just goes directly to the volunteer fire department.
Okay. Then the other question is SEDC payment, that comes out of the water department?
There's two different payments to SEDC or two different funding sources to SEDC from the city. The larger portion is $102,000, I think, this year, or $104,000. I think it's $102,000. And that comes from the Triple B Fund for city promotion. And then the MUB has approved for the last...
$40,000.
Yeah, $40,000. And that's been, I think, longer than I've been here. I think the MUBs provided that funding. And so the city's portion out of the Triple B is paid monthly, and then the MUB portion out of the water fund is just paid in January.
And that's just an automatic. It's not discussed at MUB because I don't recall discussing it.
It was part
of the budget. Okay.
It's probably just discussed once, though, when the budget's gone over.
Any other questions from council?
Yeah, I had a question on page 1. There was a fund request for $3,445 to the Black Hills Council of LOC.
Black Hills Council of Local Governments.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
News.
Any other discussion on the claims?
I can't believe that we haven't got any questions about the donations, the contributions. You go ahead.
Yeah, that the city changed that process probably 4 or 5 years ago. The city of Sturgis used to be like most cities where There would be one council meeting where all sorts of different groups would come forward asking for money. The city changed that so that there was an application packet that they would have to complete, and then that was given to Sturgis Rally Charities. Sturgis Rally Charities then poured through all the applications, and they make a recommendation to the city on the disbursements. And the city just says, we have X amount of money to give to charitable causes. This year is $25,000. And so at your last council meeting, I think it was on the consent calendar, but it was one of the items that was voted on, was just to approve the funding that, or the recommended funding from Sturgis Rally Charities to those various different entities. And so on your claims is just the $25,000 divided up according to the recommendation made by Sturgis Rally Charities.
They're the ones that recommended the amount for each one, like for CASA. Yep. So much.
Okay. Yeah, they recommended it entirely. For their efforts, we do pay them $1.
Okay. And I'd like to say thank you for having that in last minute's claims, the dollar payment.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve with the addition of that $3,275.
We have a first by Ron.
Second.
We have a second by Becca. We'll go ahead and start with you, Jason.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
Claims are approved unanimously.